News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we are going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. Her story today is about how El Paso history can help your family become a better person in 2007 or something like that. We'll explain it when you get back.
2017 and beyond, resolutions for El Paso history. As we enter 2017, we hope that all of El Paso will resolve to protect and promote our unique and vibrant history. Here are some ideas from the new El Paso History Alliance. Teach your children and grandchildren about El Paso history by visiting our museums, historical sites, and historic-themed events. Join and support your local historical organizations like Concordia Heritage Association, El Paso Museums of History and Archaeology, Mission Trail Association, and Keystone Heritage Park, just to name a few. Contact your community leaders to work harder on preserving and protecting our history by promoting and supporting more local history education programs for our youth, smart historic neighborhood and architectural preservation, collaborate to build an old El Paso Heritage Visitor Center, and promote El Paso Historical Heritage Tourism. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I just went online to sargentinventoryservices.com, and I found you.
We inventory you, yes.
We inventoried me. Well, the El Paso History Alliance is on Facebook. They got 38,000 followers. Check that out. Put a message on
there. Yeah, and I wanted to play that. The song that behind that was Quigley Down Under, and for those people that love Westerns, that was about a rancher that was trying to displace Aborigines in Australia, and of course, Quigley was there to save the people. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But that sounded like your basic Western music.
Yes, yes. It was a good movie. But I also want to thank so many people who have been so nice to Bernie and Max and myself. We've gotten a lot of calls, cards, notes, everything else. Thank you so much for your support as to what happened this week in the Historic Commission.
And it's an interesting thing going on here. I think El Paso history is going to be the winner because now people are paying attention to history. And if you actually study history, how it works in other cities, they're using history for their tourism. I mean, just think about San Antonio. They were trying to kill the Alamo at one point.
Yep.
Way back. Oh, let's just dump that. It's an old dumpy building. It's their major tourist attraction now. El Paso has Alamo times about 20. In the layers of history. That was one battle of one independence for Texas. It was a big deal. However, we had the Mexican Revolution. We have geology. We have archaeology. We have the Oñate crowd. I mean, what went on here never went on there. In fact, the mission in San Antonio, known as the Alamo, was built by people who were already in El Paso with our missions, and they went over to build it.
Well, I heard from Washington, D.C., for some people back there that heard about what was going on here. They're just like, what are you guys doing? So they want us to continue protecting our history.
Well, sooner or later, everyone will understand that it's the history that can lead the parade. You're not going to get the parade led by plastic buildings. Yeah. So they're, we got to go. Gaspar Enriquez is here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
How about that?
Gaspar, you taught... one statement I heard you say when I was in your studio years ago was the fact that you had learned so much from your students. And you taught, did you teach art at Bowie High School?
I taught art at Bowie. And that was, Bowie was actually my neighborhood. So I came and taught there for many years. And I could relate to my students because I grew up in the same place they did. They managed drugs. They managed to survive gangs. They managed to survive dysfunctional families, just like I did when we were growing up.
A lot going on in the bar. We'll talk more about that because we got somebody on the phone who needs to talk to you. Oh, Bernie Sargent is a coffee man. God bless you, Bernie Sargent, for many reasons, including handing me a cup of coffee. Oh, look who's on the phone here. Let's put him on the radio. A lady named Irma. Irma, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We understand you're sort of related to somebody we have in the studio.
Sort of.
I recognize that voice.
This is your sister.
I hope so.
Sister Irma is here. Gaspar Enriquez is Irma, how's it going?
Oh, real well. Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question. Is Johnny her son?
My grandson.
Her grandson. Okay.
So we need you to tell us stories about this guy. He's not going to tell us by himself. What should we know about Gaspar Enriquez that we haven't covered yet?
Well, Gaspar is my older brother. Not by much, but he is. He's a wonderful brother. Always has been a wonderful brother. I can't say anything bad about him.
Oh no, we don't want bad. We want the good stuff. I mean, because what do you think of his art career? It's amazing to me.
Oh, it is amazing. It's amazing to all of us, and that's why I'm calling to tell him how proud we are of him. I mean, having been brought up by a single mom who really worked so hard for us, and we're very proud of her as well. We can't say anything but just good stuff about her.
Enough things about her.
Well, you know, that's hard work for two parents sometimes to raise children, especially in conditions that you're moved a lot. But you have one parent in the family. Oh, my. So what was your memory of Gaspar as a kid? When did he start drawing on things?
He started drawing for this contest, and he won. And it was, I think that was the first time that I realized what a good artist he was.
Well, I remember that. Yeah.
You remember that?
What was the painting?
It was my great teacher, sixth grade, I think it was, saw how well I could draw. She asked me to... She commissioned me to draw some angels for the auditorium for a competition, and so we won that competition, and I was commissioned for $1.
Oh wow!
That was my start of my career. I became a professional that day.
Right away, sixth grade.
$4.
Don't you wish you still had that $1 to put in a frame in your studio?
Can you imagine? It would be worth a lot of money now.
Well, you could just say you have it and then stick one up on the wall. But
I did not know he got $1. I didn't think he shared it.
He's been a pro since ever, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what was your experience going on? Because Gaspar's told us a couple of things about how you moved around a lot. What was it like moving school to school with an artist brother? Anything different than you can tell us? I mean, you moved to several times, right?
We went from Jefferson to Isleta, and he was a senior. I was a freshman, almost a sophomore. And it was different. It was different what we were used to. We went to Bell Elementary School. And but, you know, everybody was very nice, very supportive. I can't say anything but good things about it. And of course, you know, my mom strived, and she worked really hard to find us a house and buy a house.
What'd your mother do? What'd she do for work? She must have worked.
She did, but actually she just, she was a sales lady, and she sold from door to door, really. She didn't speak English. She never learned how to speak English, which she regretted till the day she died.
Yeah.
But she encouraged us. She was encouraging our education.
She made a point of that, apparently.
She was a role model to us.
Well, did you both go to college? I mean, you must have gone to some.
I did not. I went to college, but I did not. I have a PhD from the School of Hard Knocks.
Oh,
like
yes.
Everybody else.
Well, yeah, but that's probably more valuable than the one you can get in Utah.
Oh, yes. I spent 42 years with the government, so that helped.
And you survived. That's good to hear.
Definitely. But I really want to thank Gaspar for saying such beautiful things about Johnny, and I certainly agree with him. And I also wanted to remind him that it was Newark Hospital.
Newark.
Okay. Ah, there we go.
Thank you for reminding me again.
Again and again.
Hey, if you can get out there, I'll buy you lunch at Pepe's today.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
6761 Donovan. And it's in a strip mall. This is the crowd that used to be Griggs, but this is the people with the recipes and the workers moved up Donovan a mile and a half.
Right, it's just south of Trans Mountain Drive on Donovan, across the old swap meets.
I had been to Griggs before. Well, I may just do that.
It's not the old Griggs.
You got to go.
No, it's not.
It's the food.
The recipes and the food, and these people worked for Griggs. It's like you're back at Griggs again. Their sopa is still wonderful.
The old Griggs is now a steakhouse. But so if you go to the old Griggs, keep going north up Donovan, about a mile and a half, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And it's on the left-hand side. Then it's 6761 Donovan.
Yeah. It's across from Lupita's Tamales.
There you go. Excellent. Lupita's.
Now everybody knows where it is.
Thank you for that landmark.
Better landmark for people. There you go.
I go there, and I'll tell you what. I always judge the Mexican food if the rice is like our mom's.
Okay, but
if it's like that, I'm fine.
But do you remember Griggs food?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the coleslaw? It was German. Hate it or you love it. It's German coleslaw. Very vinegary.
Not with vinegar.
Very good.
And I liked it. Everybody said, you can have mine, but then I'll take it. Anyway.
It's very good.
Well, meet
very
us out there good. If you like. We'll buy you lunch at 6761 Donovan. Only Irma we will buy you lunch. Everybody else listening, come buy your own, please. I got to be careful. I mean, I could buy the whole world lunch, but I can't afford it. Anyway,
Irma. You're going to have a whole line. You're going to have a line of Irma's.
Well, I got to tell you something. These are genuine people out there with very good food, and it's a good taste that you remember forever. So we're going to go out there after lunch and join us if you can.
Well, I will try, and good luck to you all.
Thanks.
And thank you for having a spot. And thanks for the memories, by the way.
Oh, indeed.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Nice talking to you.
She's proud of you, Gaspar, older brother. Okay, thanks a lot, Irma. Take care.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got a question that came in on the Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and it's from George Cordova. And he says, Gaspar, what are you planning on doing with your gallery in San Elizario? You once said that you had we're going to try to get a high-end restaurant in there?
We're trying to get a high-end restaurant in the corner of the restoration that I did. And then on the other side, I have my bodega. And my bodega consists of all my work, which is actually a gallery or a you can consider it a gallery or a museum.
Yeah.
Depends.
Hey, where is that in relation to the gallery that I know you were in? Because you renovated one gallery first. It's a long one that goes from Main Street all the way back to that school's park or that school's playground.
Yeah, well, they're both buildings are next to each other.
Right, and so you're in the corner building?
No, I'm on the middle one, the one that has a long hallway.
That's a great building. I do you remember the video we did out there when the ceiling was on the floor?
I remember.
Oh, you took over and made that into something special.
What I did was I recorded every step of the building of the restoration, and I have it I made a movie out of it, and I'm going to present it when I open that the gallery.
Now the corner, we need to take a break. Let's come back and talk about what else you're doing there, because as I was there last talking to you then, it's a few years back, you were marching toward the corner renovating. You still marching, or did you finish it?
Oh, it's finished.
I need to talk to you about that, because that's an historic building for the Salt Wars.
Oh, it is.
Right?
Right.
Let's hear about that coming back. Also, let's hear what else you're doing, because it's an interesting thing here. El Paso history on display. The man's here. He can still be historic because he's still an artist. Gaspar Enriquez. Back with him in a moment. But in the meantime, we have to do trivia. Are you ready?
Very trivial.
We got to. Oh, now this, you have to do this question carefully because I screwed it up first, but you do it right.
Yes, you did.
Okay. I did.
Question number three. Gaspar Enriquez grew up in Isleta, but where was he born?
I think we just said that. His sister nailed it.
Yes.
And she nailed it better than you did. Because
so if you're not listening, you're going to go to the back of the classroom again.
Or if you were listening and call us up, you get
you'll
what?
Win
you
something.
Get stuff over here, coupons.
$20 in food at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo, or one of the El Paso Gold DVDs, which we've got the transportation video. We've got Ghost Stories 2, 3, and 4. The Smelter, Gunfight COS, Women's Club.
By the way,
Tom Lee's El Paso, which is a speaking of artists, is a very good video also.
Well, it was Tom Lee when about a year before he passed away. I went over there. The phones are all lit up already, but we went over there and talked to him, and he just reminisced about how he almost got killed by Pancho Villa when he was a kid. All kinds of stuff. So that's the kind of history that people got to be reminded of sometimes. And so we'll see about that. If you want to get that video, remind me to bring in some Legends of the Mountains videos. It's kind of popular right now, I guess. And shall we take a break now? Call us up on that trivia question.
Yes, 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321321.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special, or call 800-480-1941 and give them the promo code IHEART. You'll get 40% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows.
Homeowners, on a tight budget and living in fear that something in your home might break? A plumbing problem, an appliance breakdown, stove, refrigerator, air conditioning? A lot can go wrong, and when something breaks, your cash reserves are gone in a flash. Then it's more and more credit card debt. Don't leave it to chance. Protect yourself with affordable coverage from Home Warranty Helpline. Pay $400 for electrical repairs, or with Home Warranty Protection, 100% of the repair cost is covered. Pay $580 or more to repair a water heater, or get Home Warranty Protection, and 100% is covered. Replacing an air conditioning unit can cost you $2,000 or more, but with Home Warranty Protection, you're covered 100%. Stop worrying about repair bills. Get protected with Home Warranty Helpline. Call right now for a free quote. Everyone is guaranteed approval, and the call and consultation are free. Call 800-509-1172. 800-509-1172. 800-509-1172.
Need a walking or running partner? Need a security system? Need some entertainment? Need some love? A pet from the Humane Society of El Paso can be all those things, but you have to adopt one first. The Humane Society of El Paso, open for adoptions 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5. Come on over. Your new best friend is waiting at 4991 Fred Wilson. Be part of the solution with the Humane Society of El Paso.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, next week on the program, February 18th, hour one, we talk with a guy named Ed Wooten. And Ed is the director of the Cloudcroft Museum. And we're going to talk to him about the history of Cloudcroft and the whole place up there. You know, that train that went up there was very unusual. It was they figured out a switchback on how to put the train up into Cloudcroft. The kid that figured it out was a guy who played the model railroads. And so they said, well, we got to turn this train around. How do we do that? So the kid figured it out. They built it. So that's up there at Cloudcroft. But also, we're going to ask Ed. Ed actually runs a store up there. And we're going to ask Ed to also explain some of the history of the Tularosa Basin, some things that have gone on around that part of our list. See, they're a major in our listening area, right up the road.
That's right up the road, yeah.
And this radio signal blasts right up in there. You can fry bacon on it
right
on 690
valley.
If you got it right. But anyway, hour two next week, a women's club coming back. Guess what they're doing this time? They got to play. And it's a live play that they're presenting. And we're going to tell you how and when to go see the play. A little more on their history, a little more on their DVD, because they've got a DVD about their clubhouse. And their clubhouse is on Mesa. We're going to hear all the details. That's hour two next week on the radio show.
Okay. On April 1st, the El Paso Police Municipal Police Officers Association will host a car show honoring all El Paso police officers that have paid the ultimate sacrifice while on the line of duty. This year, they're committed to making their first annual Fallen Officers Memorial Car Show a huge success with your help. Proceeds from the car will go to a remodeling, or actually a rebuilding, of our current police memorial located at the Chuck Heinrich Memorial Park. The police memorial was built and dedicated in 1990 with 20 fallen officers' names, and since that date, 7 more have been added. And adding more names to our memorial is never anything they want to include, but they need to keep it up, upkeep on it, take care of it, add more things,
on, yeah.
Unfortunately. But I've donated to it. I think it's a great, great organization. Please call Eloy Cerna at 494-1710 if you have any questions about the show. I'd love to donate to help that memorial. Just give them a holler. They're a great, great group of people.
We generally don't do fundraisers, but when it's an historic organization like that, we shall make an exception. Okay, got the trivia going on here. What's that first question?
Because I took a drink of coffee.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Chief.
Gaspar Enrique grew up in Ysleta, but where was he born? Drum roll.
I got to wait for the drum roll.
I know.
Because then we're going to talk to Helen in order that they called. Helen, you got you on the radio here. Do you know what the answer to that question is?
Yeah, he said Segundo Barrio.
Yes, he's right.
You'll take it. That's because that's correct.
That's correct.
His sister called up, Irma called up and nailed the place. Newark, you said?
Newark
Hospital, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you know about Newark? Are you part of that? Do you know the history?
One or two of my cousins were born there.
It's part of it. I mean, the fabric of El Paso goes
to the 1950s, early 1950s.
Yeah. There's a lot of people know about that one. I've heard people speak of it as sense of being historic, you know, of what they did.
A lot going on there. Okay, you got yourself a winner there. We got some DVDs. We got Pepe's food. We're going there to lunch today. You want to hear some more DVDs? You want to pick one or you want to do the food?
What are the DVDs available?
Well, we have the El Paso's transportation history. We've got Rosa Guerrero's 80th birthday, Ghost Stories 2 or 3.
And if you want to know
what's... El Paso.
What was that one?
Tom Lee's El Paso, which is an excellent video on Tom Lee the artist.
Okay, go on.
Gunfights of the Old West, Women's Club of El Paso.
Let me tell you about Ghost 3, if I may.
And the V2 Rockets.
V2 Rockets in there. Another DVD. Ghost 3 is where we took on the subject of where are the missing Pattersons. Very, very unusual story. And
they disappeared and nobody's heard about them since. The house stayed empty.
We went over there with a psychic, so we kind of tell you what she said. So that's in Ghost 3, if you have an interest. Also, I think we did Keystone on that one, where a shaman showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of interesting. So I'm trying to sell you Ghost 3. Is it working? No, we're not going to do good.
You don't have Cheech and Chong up in Smoke?
Oh, Up in Smoke. Well, see, these are videos
I like that. I wish that that's one of my favorites.
Gaspar wants to do the Up in Smoke, but I didn't.
A little Big Bamboo.
I didn't do that video, so I can't give it away. Oh. No, I'm sorry to confuse the world here, Ellen. What's your interest there?
Is there something historical besides Ghost 3?
Yes.
Almost all the others, with the exception of the Ghost 3s.
Read her that one, because that one she'll like.
This is...
very historic.
Oh, El Paso Gold TV Lectures. This is on the past, 2010. And it was on a series of lectures that were done on the history of El Paso itself, or specifically...
The whole region.
The whole region, from 1821 to 1840. Actually, from 1821 to 1930.
There's one lecture, and then the other lecture is...
But, I mean, I'm talking about the whole region.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there's two lectures, a couple lectures on the video, and they're very different, and they're telling you the history that you won't hear otherwise.
And they're excellent people. And George Torok, you have Angela Sanchez Clark, Leon Blevins, and more.
And
they're
that
excellent
one,
historians.
I want that one.
I figured
I'm
we could...
Very interested in history.
Okay.
We'll sell you that
we
one.
We sold her on that.
If indeed you don't win it on a radio show, all these videos are at ephistory.com if you want to buy them. And there's a list of stores on that website. We're in about 50 stores all over the place. And so
that one you just mentioned is not one of the prizes.
Oh, yeah, you're giving
it. No, it is. You
want it.
You want that. If that's,
okay.
But you got it.
But for the next guy who might
don't
want that video,
you.
And they can go buy it somewhere. So, Helen, you got that figured out?
Yeah.
Bernie will tell you how to pick it up.
Stay
hold on
the
please.
Line.
Don't go away. And if we happen to mess up the phones, call back. Here, Helen, thanks a lot. Anything else
Thank
on your mind?
Thank
you.
Thank you, Helen.
See you in history. Okay, now going to the next caller and the next question. We got a third caller behind him. We want to make up another question. This is Garner on the phone. Garner, you ready for a question?
Yes.
Did I say your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay, Garner's on the phone. Garner's on the radio. What's the question?
Okay. Gaspar Enriquez lives where?
Now,
today, after the show.
San Elizario.
Yeah. How hard is that? We are trying to give this stuff away.
We have the smartest audience.
There's another caller. If Sarah, you want to hold on, we'll make up a question. But let's talk to Garner first. You knew that because you know what we've been saying all day. Did you know Gaspar lived there already?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Well, anything else on your mind? We'll give you a choice of the DVDs or Pepe's.
Pepe's.
Ah, Pepe. Uh-huh. See, the way I said that, he's going to take Pepe. $20 of Pepe's. And it's a
good choice.
You can easily eat on that. Now, if you're going to buy 9 beers, that's on you.
Yeah.
Because this is just food, okay?
Just so
you got that. All right, Garner is on the phone. Bernie and Garner is on line 2. And I will give him a certificate in a minute. Thanks for playing. Hold on.
Yeah.
Don't go away. All right, and line 3 was Sarah. Sarah, can you, Gaspar, can you make up a trivia question for Sarah? Sarah, are you ready for a trivia question? We make it up? Sarah.
Well, I hope so.
I can do this another way.
Yes,
would you like to make would you like to ask us a trivia question? We like it. We'll give you the prize. Ask us.
Well, our question is the New York Methodist Clinic. It was called New York Methodist Clinic, and it was sponsored by what church?
Oh, that's better than the answer we had. We'll take that, but Gaspar has a question.
Oh, trivia?
Yeah.
Where are the murals that I did for the baseball located?
Sports murals went up in 2014 in a location in El Paso. What is that location? You've already won the prize. Don't worry about it. But we're just going to do this.
Segundo Barrio?
No, wrong. We're going to give you the prize anyway. Where are they, Gaspar?
The ballpark.
The new ballpark.
The Chihuahua
ballpark.
What is it, the Southwest?
Southwest University ballpark. The point is there's history murals there. Gaspar did them, so there. Okay, but no, we're going to give it to you anyway, Sarah.
Another thing I want to add, is that my maiden name happens to be Enriquez also. And my dad also used to live on Pera Street a long time ago.
On what street?
Pera.
Pera?
Pera.
T-E-R-A?
Alameda.
Yeah.
So one of the things I'd like to meet you, maybe you're kind of related, because all the Enriquez says either they stay here or they're in California.
Today is your lucky day, Sarah. We're going to lunch at Pepe's. If you want to join us, 6761 Donovan. Otherwise, we'll give you a choice of DVDs, or we'll give you Pepe's. What the heck? You want a Pepe's certificate for 20?
I'll take the DVD for the lectures on the history of the lady that asked us to take the lectures.
That's the one we just
on the history of the Pepe's.
We just gave that one away, didn't we?
Which one?
The lectures.
Yes, that lecture.
Okay,
gone.
Now tell her what's left. We got tapestry.
Oh my God.
Rosa Guerrero's tapestry. What else? Quickly.
You're done? Okay.
Well, I'm going to read the one
Ghost
here.
Ghost Stories 2 and 3. We've got Tom Lee's. We've got Gunfights the Old West, Women's Club.
The Guns of the Old West.
Ooh, ah, best yes. one.
Gunfights of the Old West. All right, Bernie, Sarah. Talk to Sarah nicely because Bernie's in the video. Actually, Bernie introduces the video as we start out. All right, Sarah, you got that figured out? Thanks. Hold on. Don't go away.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot. Take her easy. Well, this is kind of fun here, but because I got to bring in all kinds of DVDs for these guys. All right. We got to take one more break, and we're going to come back and talk to Gaspar Enriquez about some things he's done in San Elizario. Because talk about who began the art business in San Elizario. That man's sitting right here. That's the man who began the current art situation in San Elizario. Mm-hmm. And that's not a trivia question. That's actual. So look at on Facebook. There's stuff going on there on the El Paso History Radio Show. If you want to get over there, that's basically where we're trying to look for questions and stuff.
Yeah, we've got a friend that's listening, and he's somewhere out by, I'm not Amarillo, I'm trying to think. Is that somewhere?
Lubbock, one of those places?
No, he's where all the oil's going on out there.
Odessa.
Yeah, like Odessa, Abilene area.
Permian Basin.
Permian Basin, there you go.
You got somebody out there. Oh, that's just it. If you have a friend or somebody that likes to about El Paso history and they want to know what's going on, tell them that we're live.
He lived here for a while, but he's not from El Paso. He's from actually the Panhandle. So.
But the thing is, though, I mean, they can listen to this program around the planet if you call in and or tune in to iHeartMedia. But you can also hear them on podcasts. I'm about a week behind, but I take all of these shows and I put them online if you really want to hear it again. A lot of people do. We can then very easily, you can get this show for free and just listen to it. So there's that. And that's at ephistory.com where the DVDs are. Oh, we're going to take a break, come back in a minute, and talk to Gaspar Enriquez further. And the phone number is still active.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
Valentine's Day is next week, and I have an amazing deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their giant, juicy, gourmet-dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Listen, these berries are huge and come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness and covered in toppings like chocolate chips and nuts, all starting at $19.99. But hurry, this offer expires soon. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and use secret code 777. Berries.com, code 777.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/skill. That's ZipRecruiter.com/skill.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, have...
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to tell you what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc. Stand by for microphone number two.
There we go.
Why?
Why the El Pasoans of the Year are leaning in for education and what our community spirit honoree has done to improve the lives of thousands of local children.
Also in El Paso, Inc., how the new CEO of El Paso Children's Hospital says it's doing after five tumultuous years.
And in case you haven't noticed, we already have a border wall. Hear from the people that live along it. I live along the wall here in El Paso, and what is?
This is all in El Paso, Inc., online, elpasoinc.com. It's also available for home and business delivery if you have the secret phone number.
915-534-4422 to subscribe.
This Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, retired Lieutenant Colonel Michael Amaral, the new director of the El Paso VA, is live in the studio to talk about the changes ahead for the VA services in El Paso and Las Cruces.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
ABC 7, good friend of ours because we're a good friend of theirs.
She does a good job, too.
But that's a tough thing to do a half an hour with the people that...
Yeah,
on two sides
and
of an
then all
issue.
The people emailing and calling and all. I give her credit. She does a good job.
We do what she's we can here, but we understand history's kind of simple. They're doing current events like that, and there's a radio show coming to this radio station in about 20 minutes.
Yay.
You'll hear the first edition of Talk El Paso. Andrew J. Polk and Paul De La Pena will be in here shortly, and we're going to have to get up and get out so they can get in.
That's right.
Right after the Trump's thing and the news, so that's coming up, and that's the beginning of a new program on 690 AM.
So hang around and listen.
Should be most interesting. So now we're going to go back to San Elizario briefly because Gaspar Enriquez is still here. The stuff you have done in San Elizario, Gaspar, in the real estate. I mean, here's Gaspar Enriquez, who's a world-class artist. From El Paso, grew up in South El Paso, went around the world, you said, and came back.
My neighborhood.
Your neighborhood drew you back.
Mm-hmm.
So you moved to San Eli, and you saw what was going on in the plaza with adobe buildings that used to be part of the whole wall of the fort that was known as San Elizario, originally San Elciario. And you bought or had access, you inherited whatever. You owned one of the buildings that was kind of on its way down. Adobe goes down quickly with gravity.
Well,
what happened?
With lack of maintenance, adobe collapses.
It's dirt again.
Yeah.
Returns to the earth.
And that is actually what I did. Is one of the sections, which would be the La Esquina, collapsed. And what I did was take all the old adobes, and we saved them, we recycled them, we made new adobes, and we rebuilt that whole section back there.
What had that been originally? Was it housing?
Well, that corner used to be, the first county judge used to live there. And also during the Salt Wars, that's where one of the participants of the Salt Wars, they wanted to take over the salts, was executed.
Oh, that's right.
Howard.
Wow. Howard.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this guy, Howard, because he showed up. He wasn't from San Eli.
No, he was from out of town somewhere.
He showed up.
He wanted to...
He was an opportunist.
Yeah, exactly. He wanted to get the salts that was... free for everybody, and he wanted to confiscate the salt plains and start charging for salt.
So he shows up, I think he was from Austin somewhere down in there. He shows up in El Paso, knows about this salt. I'm guessing he took title. I don't really know the history like they do there, and there's a couple of books on this. But he says he owns the salt, and if you're going to come get his salt, he's going to charge you. All of a sudden, the people be getting free salt from Mexico, from El Paso, from San Elizario.
New Mexico.
Everywhere. And San Elizario was kind of like the crossroads for all these people coming and going, right? I mean, basically.
Well, you know, San Elizario was a Spanish grant. And what these people did, they came in and decided to incorporate the city so that they could buy or steal or...
Appropriate
the lands, that's the farmlands.
That's stealing.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then after they incorporated, they got all the lands they wanted, they disincorporated. So so that nobody else could.
Oh, I didn't hear that part of it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, my. See, I need to get up on that salt war business. You know what we really need, Gaspar Enriquez? A movie.
A movie.
A movie about the salt wars in San Elizario. Because that would then go a long way to explaining our history. You know, people believe a movie before they'll believe, read a book.
Right.
So let's figure that out. Do the salt war video, salt war movie. But the point is, you own the building now where this occurred. This Howard got, the mob got a hold of him, right? What happened? Something like that.
Yeah, the mob.
And,
right.
And also the Texas Rangers came in.
Yeah.
And this is one of the first ever defeats of the Texas Rangers, apparently.
That's correct.
Didn't they kill a Ranger there?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah. So the point is, San Elizario's got some serious history. You now own the building.
Right. It's mine. I restored it. And half of it is my gallery. It's better known as my warehouse or my bodega, where I keep all my artwork
there. But you don't create art there necessarily. You're still doing that
no,
at your house?
I still do it in my studio.
Your studio at part yeah. of your house.
Right.
Is there
but
a,
I,
oh, I'm sorry.
My
ahead.
Studio all of a sudden got small.
Oh, yeah.
And so I couldn't keep art there anymore.
Well, you had space down the road. Why not, you know?
And a good place for it, too. Is there any mention of the history of that building at all that you've got up?
There is a
marker?
A marker there in the corner that, you know, you can read.
Good.
You can even...
Fair enough. Well, there's a lot going on there in San Elizario. We've got one more little break to do. Come back with Gaspar Enriquez. If you really want to talk to Gaspar Enriquez, here's your moment on the radio. However,
come out
to Pepe's today.
Yeah, that's
otherwise, call him up.
Call us at 544-KTSM.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in El Paso? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. El Paso is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-654-1400. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-654-1400. That's 1-800-654-1400.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes. Like this recipe. Start with a working couple. Add 2 demanding jobs. Mix all too well. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Follow step-by-step recipe until holy ravioli, you can add mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat. Simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh. Get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We've covered quite a bit of territory with a young fella by the name of Gaspar Enriquez. Retired from education, but certainly not retired from life. You're still painting, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I'll be painting until I die.
And we got all kinds of people on coming up. We got somebody who wants to talk on the radio about this. We got a guy named Prince is on the radio. Hey, Prince.
Hello, Gaspar.
Hey, Prince. How you doing?
All right.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell all your listeners that it was a real privilege for me to work with Gaspar and to bring his work into the collection of the El Paso Museum of Art, because that museum needed more examples of Gaspar's work. And I'm really proud that we've got some in the permanent collection, some really nice work by Gaspar, Luis Jimenez, and unfortunately, we didn't get enough Manny Acosta, but Gaspar had really done so much work in illustrating the feelings and the expressions of life in the Segundo Barrio. His years of work at Bowie are just incredible, and it's really nice to hear you speaking on the radio, and thank you for putting Gaspar on.
Indeed. We do the history, and guess what? This man's historic, and he's still here. That's why it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's right. And in our downtown murals tour, we talk about Gaspar's work, and I regret that many times I can't take tours into Bowie High to show that, and I can't take tours into the ballpark when it's locked up. He really has done an awful lot for El Paso, and I was glad to be part of preserving his work for future generations, because we really need it to show life in the Segundo Barrio. And thank you, Gaspar, for doing that, for expressing the feelings of those kids and the people of the Segundo Barrio.
Thank you, Prince. Thank you for calling.
It's good to hear your voice.
Same here.
We'll see you on the railroads,
Take care, Prince.
Prince.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
By the way, I started a memorial fund for Enriquez to purchase Chicano art for the museum.
Oh.
So if anybody would like to contribute to the museum for the Enriquez Memorial Fund.
How do they find you? How do they find that?
You have to call the El Paso Art Museum.
Art Museum.
The International Art Museum or
no,
the
no.
one
the
downtown?
El Paso. The El Paso
downtown.
Museum okay. of Art downtown.
Because a lot of times people kind of get there.
Yeah. But the one downtown, the main one El Paso owns.
Right.
Okay, now, do you have websites or phone numbers? Because you really don't solicit
my,
a lot. But
my website is GasparEnriquez.com.
GasparEnriquez.
Correct.
.com. Okay. Right. One more caller, not just any caller, a caller named Vince. Hey, Vince, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Melissa Jackson, great
hey,
show.
Vince.
Hey, Mr. Gaspar Enriquez, we sure appreciate you down there in San Elizario, your artwork and your historic value to the place. It's awesome. One of the things that I wanted to mention, Jackson, a couple of breaks ago, you had mentioned that Gaspar was one of the first that started the art movement down there.
I think so.
Let me remind you something that happened in 1975.
Oh, even further. Even further back. Go for it.
Yeah. The few people from the El Paso County Historical Society, spearheaded by a young lady by the name of Minerva Sanchez.
Oh.
They got some local artists together. They cleaned up the Portales. It wasn't a museum yet. It was the Casa Garcia, which is now the Portales Museum. And they had several art exhibits there that lasted all the way till 1981, with the celebration of the bicentennial in 76, and a year before that in 75.
Well, let's just put the history straight. The Sanchez family has been the ones doing most of the remembering of history, even back in the 50s, right?
Exactly, 1950. My grandfather,
yeah.
Antonio Padilla Sanchez,
yeah.
began the reenactment down there for the Salt War of 1877, and breakout of a known bandit, Melquiades Segura, with a little help of his friend and Chivito, Billy the Kid.
But that's the Sanchez family going way back there.
Right.
Now, tell me about that bandito I saw on the CBS reports, the thing about the Sunball.
Oh, you mean the three guys that were sitting there in the stands?
Yeah, yeah. Who was that, Vince?
The Verizon signal.
Well, you have Melquiades Segura, and then you have Will Powers, and then you have J.J.,
Give me that. It was Vince Sanchez. I know who you are.
That's right.
And Bernie
yeah,
Sargent. I'm just talking about you guys get on CBS every year
yeah.
for the Sun Bowl game. We appreciate yeah. what you're doing there, too.
But I wanted to give kudos to Mr. Enriquez for the art movement there in San Isidro. Yes, the second wave of art was created by Mr. Enriquez himself, and we sure appreciate that. Thank you very much for doing that.
You're welcome, Vince.
And not yes. only did he create the art, he bought the building, put his money where his mouth is. There's galleries all over the place now.
Oh, my God.
His
you
was the
seen
first
that building?
Yeah, his was the first
it's
one.
Beautiful.
It's
right.
Fantastic. So that's what I know about this man, Gaspar Enriquez. All right, Vince Sanchez, thanks for ringing up, dude.
Take care,
you
Vince.
Got it.
We'll
Talk
see you in the
later.
Streets. Come out to Pepe's if you can. Everybody else, you got to buy your own lunch. I'm
that's
only
right.
going to buy Gaspar and his sister if she shows up.
And I want to point out, on our Facebook page, we're almost at 2,000 likes. So I'd love to see somebody share with all your friends your Facebook page.
All right, I got one more caller. Should put him on? Guy named Bob. Bob, got you on the radio. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks. Gaspar Enriquez, I knew your wife back in the 80s. What a super lady, and she left this world way too soon. Just wanted to say that.
Bob Geyer, thank you very much,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
Take care. Take care, then. Thank you.
A lot of memories flowing today here. Bob was in high school when I was over at Austin. I remember Bob from those days. All right, Gaspar Enriquez.
Who didn't go to Austin? That's what.
Yes, he did.
We got, no, I said, who didn't go there?
Well, Gaspar didn't. We got 20 seconds left. We're out of here, Gaspar. Thanks for being here. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. GasparEnriquez.com.
Yeah, go to his gallery down there. Check out his work. He's got some fantastic
But if
work.
You're electronic, it's GasparEnriquez.com.
Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going to Pepe's to see you today. I hope so. And that's right after the news. After the 12. Well, we'll be out there by 12:30. Stay tuned for Talk El Paso after the president's message. Short newscast. Here they come. Brand new show on KTSM. Good luck to the kids. Have a good day, everyone else. And Melissa, can we see you and Kenya Teal?
Today. Yeah, Bernie, Blanquita and I will be
Blanquita.
At Pepe's.
And the rest of us, we'll see you next week right here on KTSM. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. EPHistory.com.
It was great. Thank you,
Gaspar. We really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank
and everybody else, we'll see you at Pepe's or next week on the radio. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
My fellow Americans, this week, our hearts are with the people of Louisiana and Mississippi. Families have lost their homes, businesses, and livelihoods after devastating tornadoes swept through many, many communities. My administration will make sure they have the support that they need and really desperately want. We're going to take care of them. It's remarkable to see Americans across the country come together to help families.